time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, 766-9370. Last week, a guy named Antonio, he called up the show. He wanted advice for What's Your Deal? And basically, his deal was, is his girlfriend had one or two other kids from a previous relationship, and Antonio and her talked about having a child between the two of them. They discussed it, but not enough, and she comes up pregnant, or what they thought was pregnancy, from what I remember. I don't know if they had confirmation, and then she kind of flip-flopped, and she said, I might not want this child if, in fact, I am pregnant. I want to go out and have a career, and I want to do some stuff for me. I'm kind of tired being a stay-at-home mom. Antonio was heartbroken because he hadn't had a child with her yet, and he thought he was ready to start a family, and he didn't know what he was going to do if she decided to get rid of the baby. Am I close with the setup of
yes.
all that?
Yeah, that's almost spot on, I would think.
Antonio, welcome back. We told you when you found out what was going on, we wanted to get an update. So here you are. What is the latest?
Well, first of all, good morning, Doug and Joe and Dana.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to just pass over the good morning, but good morning.
Yeah, to you too, bro.
It's all good. Well, there's full-on confirmation that she is pregnant, and she's probably, at the very most, maybe 3 weeks.
Okay. And again, I know this is a rotten question, but I have to ask it because you guys aren't married. And it is yours. You're confident that it's yours, and she knows it's yours.
Yeah, that was a big old fight. There was a big old fight on Monday to where I did ask that question, you know, is it mine? You know what I mean? And she just got really mad about it. But she's like, how could you ask me that? So, I mean, it's mine.
Did she just say, how could you ask me that? Or did she actually say, yes, it is yours?
She got mad at first. She's just like, how could you ask me something like that? Of course it's yours.
Okay, there you go.
You know, but
And again, here's the thing. Like, if my wife, if I woke up, you know, tomorrow morning and she said I'm pregnant, I wouldn't say, is it mine? Is it your? You know, is it ours? I don't think I would ask that because we've been married for 22 years. You guys, from what you called up, there's some turmoil going on. You're not married. You know, it sounds like you've had some trouble. So I think it's a legit question to ask in your situation.
Especially with the way she was acting after finding out
that she might be pregnant.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I figure, you know, just cover all the bases, you know what I mean? Because what other reasons would there be? But anyways.
Sure.
Yeah, she is pregnant, and she had a consultation the other day. And in 2 weeks, she will be in Sacramento having a procedure.
Really?
Yeah.
She decided to terminate the pregnancy. She does not want to have the baby.
No, she's full-on convinced about it. I mean, between now and then, I mean, I don't know. Things can change in her mind. I don't really know.
But she's already scheduled the appointment.
Yeah, it's all scheduled. At some point, I try to look at things her way, and, I mean, I understood. But for me, I mean, in my beliefs, no matter how good your reasons are to why you shouldn't have a baby, I mean, this is my opinion only, is, I mean, no matter what you say, you know, because of your career, because of this or because of that, I still don't feel there's a good enough reason to do something like this.
Now, Antonio, what about this reason? You guys not staying together. Would you still want her to abort the baby if, in fact, you're not going to be a part of the baby's life?
I wouldn't want her to do it because, for me, it's not in me to go, you know, without my child or anything like that. Because of the way I grew up, my dad wasn't around, but I had a, you know, my mom was super mom, single mom, all that stuff.
Antonio, I want you to pause right there. We now know that she's decided that she's not going to keep the baby. What I want to find out now, because we gave advice, and I told you what to do last week, I want to find out after we come back if you're going to stay with her. So I hope you can hang on. We got to do these, and we'll be right back. 766-9370. Hold on.